Hello there and welcome to Radio Outlet. I'm Lee Rosefear. We're doing things a little different this week, as you can tell by the classicized version of a Rush tune there. The program today focuses on classical music made by famous names from the world of rock and roll. And no surprises, most of them have a background in progressive rock, a genre more steeped in the love of classical music than actual rock history. It's actually a brave thing for a rocker to do, to make his own classical music. It can be slightly pretentious, but the problem is that it usually never satisfies the classical music lover who sees the rock musician as an interloper, laughingly trying to be taken as a serious composer. And the rock world will hate it too, because it's not what you're supposed to do. Rock music is not supposed to take itself too seriously. The two worlds should just never meet. But also consider the rock musician who, as he grows older, finds himself out of step with current trends and tastes in music, especially in the rock world, and dealing with the fact that rock is a younger person's game. So he decides to do something different. And if he's a particular rocker who has an ear for melody, with the help of some talented orchestrators, he'll probably do okay. But we'll start off with an album absolutely panned by the critics. But it's good that Joe Jackson never cared what the critics thought. In 1986, he released his first foray into the classical world. He's done three things since then, with the album called Willpower. It's out of print on CD now, but one of my faves from his catalog. It's a combination, on this particular track, of orchestra and computer sequencer blending perfectly together. This is his composition entitled No Pazuran.
Thank you.
That's Joe Jackson and No Pazuran from his album Willpower. And Joe often called music for him a cure for gravity, which leads us into this next piece by Tony Banks, who's the keyboardist from Genesis, released his second classical work on the Naxos label earlier this year. The new one's called Six Pieces for Orchestra, but his first work came out in 2004. It was called Seven. And it has all the familiar touches of his work with Genesis from the last 4 years of writing music with them. This is the last piece on Tony Banks' disc. It's entitled The Spirit of Gravity.
Thank you.
Tony Banks, known as the keyboardist with the band Genesis for many years, and that's The Spirit of Gravity from his Suite for Orchestra entitled Seven, performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra with Mike Dixon conducting. Another band that used orchestras regularly to enhance the popular music albums were Alan Parsons Project, fitting also that the lead songwriter, the late Eric Wolfson, wrote music that was closer to Broadway productions than rock music. No wondering he went into that after the band broke up. When they reissued their whole album of Alan Parsons albums a couple of years ago, they included bonus tracks of demos and works in progress mixes. And a lot of times, an orchestra overdub might be buried over lots of rock instruments. So for the album Eye in the Sky, here's the compilation track called Eye Pieces. It's a bonus track featuring the music written for the orchestra just by itself. Thank you. One of the most beautiful melodies written by Paul McCartney. It's a number of classical works under his belt, some more successful than others. Liverpool Oratorio, I believe, was the first. Then there was Standing Stone, the ballet from earlier this year. And that track there comes from the album Working Classical, featuring a few new pieces, but also rearrangements of earlier songs like Junk, that one there. Originally from McCartney's first solo album, 1970, performed by the Lorna Marr Quartet. And before, the orchestral bits and pieces from Alan Parsons' project Eye in the Sky album, a track called Eye Pieces, made up of different orchestra overdubs and things, and a bonus track from the reissue of that album from a few years ago. I'm Lee Rosevere, and this is Radio Outlet, where rock meets classical on the program today. If you have any comments or questions, you can send me an email to radiooutletshow@gmail.com. Back in 1993, the pairing for Brian Eno, David Bowie, and Philip Glass seemed almost like too natural. Glass took melodies and inspiration from the best Bowie album ever, called Low, specifically focusing on three of the instrumental tracks on it, and created the Low Symphony. Here's one of the pieces from that. Here's Philip Glass, Brian Eno, and David Bowie with Some Are. Thank you. Philip Glass, and the track Some Are from the Low Symphony, created along with Brian Eno, David Bowie, and performed there by the Brooklyn Philharmonic. Now, Frank Zappa was probably one of the earliest rock musicians to have his classical work performed. Back in the 1960s, when he was still at school, he wrote film music, and his love of the avant-garde composer Edgar Varèse is all over the stuff he did with the Mothers of Invention. In 1982, he paid the London Philharmonic a lot of money to perform new classical works, but they made so many mistakes, and it ended up costing him so much, he was really against trying to work with that orchestra again. But in 1984, he met conductor Pierre Boulez, along with the Ensemble Intercontemporain, who did a much better job of playing his music correctly, and he released the results of their collaboration together on the album The Perfect Stranger, which includes a song he played with in concert with his regular rock band. Here's the music of Frank Zappa, conducted by Pierre Boulez, and the song Dupree's Paradise.
Thank you. Thank you.
released last year. That is Peter Gabriel's New Blood record, the bonus disc that came with the special edition, features all instrumental versions of the songs he recorded with the orchestra and vocals, no drums, no guitars or anything like that. And it was arranged for orchestra by John Metcalf, whose solo material is highly recommended. You can find any of his albums. That was Mercy Street, found originally on Peter's So album. And before, Pierre Boulez conducting the Ensemble Intercontemporain, playing Frank Zappa's Dupree's Paradise. And that will wrap up Radio Outlet for this week. Again, you can send me an email to radioOutletShow@gmail.com. And we'll finish up with a track from John Anderson, the lead singer of Yes and collaborator with Vangelis. The album Change We Must from the 90s has some nice orchestrated versions of his previous work. This song originally appeared on the popular Yes album 90125. It's called Hearts. I'm Lee Rosefair. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Falling so